Hey, slasher scream queens, and welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the Megan Foxes in them.
But wait, Carlos, do you hear that? I think we got somebody here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we got Las Mamacitas del Terror.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Scream City Podcast. Yes. Monica and Jessica.
Hi.
Hola.
Saludos. That's like our favorite line. Hi, guys.
I was going to say Mamacitas, too.
Oh, look at that.
Honest, new podcast name.
That is our new podcast name. Mamacitas de Terror.
Love it.
But actually,
just make sure you put an asterisk and underneath my name.
Right.
It's just, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. Thanks, you guys, for having us. We're so excited.
So I don't know if you guys want to introduce yourselves to the pod, our listeners.
My name's Monica. This is Jessica.
Hi. Also known as Jess.
Yeah.
In some episodes.
Yeah, and we have a horror podcast, obviously, and it's Scream City. We're still a little bit on the smaller scale of like podcasts and everything, but nonetheless, we treat it like it's very huge. We act like we have thousand followers.
and manifestation,
putting it out there, you know. We already also got a hate comment like a long time ago.
Whoa.
It was absolutely. It
was success. Congrats, guys.
Thank you. That's literally what I said. Yeah. Like you know you made it when you get a hate comment.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I think the next probably just like death threats or something like that.
And yeah. At that point, that's how we know we need bodyguards.
Yeah. We need bodyguards.
So at that point, we'll let you know. But for now, we're writing that hate comment as long as we can.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, so
we've gotten a couple.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, we got one because I made fun of I just made a stupid joke for another podcast. Like I kind of just made a joke and they're like, "How dare you? That's so disrespectful. I'll never be watching again." I'm like,
you're like, right. Anyway, delete.
Those customers that come in and are like, "I'm never shopping here again."
Bye, baby.
You're exactly. Like, okay. Bye. Mm-hmm.
So today we have a very special episode, especially for Carlos.
Yes, for me.
Because, Carlos, what movie did we watch today?
Today we watched Jennifer's Body.
Oh. This is a very good movie. A very good movie.
Mm-hmm. It's like when was your first time watching this movie?
Right.
Like, what was your experience like?
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I also don't remember any of my experiences with Andy. I like blank out. I black out, whatever.
I black out.
But
she plays press play. Just,
yeah.
Just out.
Yeah. It's just, no, I saw Chris Pratt and I was like, jump scare.
She said that right there was a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember the very first time I watched this. I want to say it was with my sister, as almost all my movie experiences are. But I rewatched it again last night by myself in my dark room. And it was a surreal experience. I was like, wow, I love being a woman.
It's kind of like going to
We love that.
I love being a woman and going to church.
Yeah, it's an experience. Oh, man. I feel like my first time experiencing this movie as a whole, I was definitely a lot younger. I want to say I watched it around the time that it came out, and I was changed forever. That's like the best way that I can put it. I do remember watching it at home though, so I watched it like on a DVD or something at home, and just something happened in me that I was like, yeah.
You're like, I can eat people too.
But it's also
to
like
the next day and tries to eat a man.
It's also like a bisexual awakening, I think.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. And immediately I was like, you know what? You know what?
Sorry, we just got a phone call.
Leave my phone over there.
Anyway. this was definitely, it awakened something in me that I am just very proud to still hold on to this day. So I watched it a long time ago and I continue to rewatch this movie minimum 37 times a year. So,
ooh, okay.
Minimum.
Period.
That's
period.
The maximum.
40.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's always good to have that movie that makes you feel that way, you know, mm-hmm. and especially like women in horror movies, it's always, sometimes it's very sexualized, but you never Absolutely. Get, you know, it's like the final girl. You're just the final girl, which, you know, it has its message, mm-hmm. yeah. but this one just makes you feel good. You're the, like, almost the antagonist of this entire movie. Absolutely. And you just feel like a bad bitch. You're like, absolutely. It's like listening yes. to Ice Spice a little bit. I'm like, damn, I can shake my ass Absolutely. Too, girl.
I think everyone watching or listening is going to understand that I think all four of us, like, this is something very spiritual to all of us. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Oh, yeah. That if you don't like this movie, you will love this movie at the end of this episode. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, and you know, every time I go on Twitter, I always see the, you know, specific people that you can probably guess that hate this movie.
Yeah.
The Chris Pratts.
Exactly, the Chris Pratts of the world.
Yeah, the Chris Pratts of the world. I agree.
So, what about you? Because I know you've been awfully quiet.
I'm trying to keep the energy calm.
Keep it calm. I'm trying to
look at the energy here.
Let's see your shirt.
Yeah, show the shirt.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, I love that.
Thank
love
you. That. I'm getting it tattooed Hell yeah. soon.
That's a beautiful one.
Yes, I love it so much. So the first time I saw this was back in the summer of 2010. My dad took me to the Blockbuster store or video store and said, you can rent a movie tonight because I'm having a lady friend over. And I said, okay. So.
I will exactly. you. We'll be having a lady friend over.
Sounds to me, baby. So, as a young gay twink who grew up watching, Mean Girls and Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Love.
Yes, exactly. And love. I saw Megan Fox on the cover from the girl from Transformer that just made me go crazy, almost straight. And
your dad was like, yo, she is hot. Yo, look at my straight son.
Yeah, my straight son. And I don't know, I put it on and my dad could have been doing whatever the fuck he was doing. And I was just in awe with this movie.
Yeah.
This movie changed my personality. Yeah. I became immediately the cuntiest of after this movie. So my personality kind of revolves around Jennifer Check. I'm not gonna lie, he can testify to that. Yeah, love her to death.
Like, I see every time he walks around, I see him in slow motion, like in the hallway scenes. That's how I see Carlos walking all the time.
Good.
I'm literally needy.
He enters a room and immediately is just the wind and him just strutting.
Yep.
With the baton or the little
crop top. Exactly. And like the weird thing, it's like, you know how like she has these moments where it's like she feels ugly even though it's fucking Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. Well, Carlos is that with his haircut. It's like he has to have a haircut at all times because whenever he's in those like ugly moments, it's because he has like a little slightly longer hair
a little bit of shrub.
Yeah.
You know, my brow is coming in. I was like, I gotta go.
I gotta eat a boy. I gotta eat a boy right now.
Yeah. I gotta go eat a man. I'm hungry. I gotta go.
It's like the funniest thing.
I don't know. And then I love Megan Fox. She can do no wrong in my eyes. Anything she's in, I will watch. Anything that she releases, I will buy, I guess. This movie is very precious to me and I will love it till the end of time. I'm glad it's getting a cult following. People are loving it now.
Yeah.
I want a sequel.
We're excited to cover this, to be a part of this journey with you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for choosing us. We're so excited.
No, I mean, I totally get that because obviously we could talk about forever about that movie, but like having like, you know, a lady's point of view, like listening, you know, I'm more interested in that conversation. Like, I would love to see how you guys see even the message of the movie, how you guys perceive it. So it's great. It's great to have that. Thank you
might
so
see
much.
It deeper than I see it. I just see Megan Fox being hot and killing boys. And I'm like, yes, queen fucking slay, period.
As much as Megan Fox is like the perfect, I think, like she to the T shows like what Jennifer can be like as a character. I really do love Amanda Seyfried in this movie as well.
Oh yeah, yes, she's great.
And I think those two together are just...
Both of them portrayed their character very well.
Yes.
And I don't think there were, at the time, there was any other actress who could have done what they did. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know. Here's the thing. My sister was in high school in 2009 when this movie came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so respectfully, sure enough, like, and there's this joke going around that's like, kids back then looked so much older than they do now, but they really looked like,
that's true,
real. They looked amazing, and
mm-hmm.
both beautiful women. And I loved at the beginning, I think it's Needy, she does the voiceover of in the
oh movie. Yeah, like,
it's like,
yeah,
Hell is a teenage girl, and I'm like, yes!
That is literally like the first line, and it's perfect.
Yes, so Hell is a teenage girl. Hell is a girl, period. Like, Hell is a woman,
especially in America.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah. We'll whenever you guys are ready.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So it was directed by Karen Kusamo and written by Diablo Cody, who had just came off of Juno.
Were you able to tell us your first time?
Oh, wait.
Oh my first time was like 2 months ago. So like my thing is like I watch all my horror movies with Carlos. Like he's shown me, introduced me a lot of them. And like I've known that that's his favorite movie, but we've never gotten the chance to watch it. Like it just never has come up. And like one time we just watched it and I loved it. I thought it was great. It.
Welcome to the cult.
Yeah. I mean, I feel very welcome. But it was like... And it's like, it's one of those movies I like. Look, one of my favorite movies is Pearl. Like, I adore that movie.
Shut up. I love Pearl.
Like, I love when there's a very powerful female lead, and it's just,
yes,
I think she fucking kills this movie. And then having Needy as the also as a supporting character just adds so much to Jennifer that I think it's just perfect. Like, I love both of their aspects. Plus, this movie has Evil Dead references.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%.
I'm already like 10 out of 10. I don't care.
I love that so much. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just see a lot of the influence to Evil Dead. Like, her looking like a fucking Deadeye. Like, exactly like a Deadeye. Like, it's amazing. So
I love that, too.
I was excited watching it again. I was already waiting to talk about this movie, so I'm excited.
I've been waiting 4 years since we started the podcast. So I was like, I have to be ready. I can't.
That is so fun. Okay, great. Perfect. We're even more excited.
Yes. So yeah, director Karen Kusamo, writer Diablo Cody. Budget was $16 million. Only made $31.5 million. This movie was falsely advertised. So we did go back and watch the trailers, and yes, Megan Fox is in front of them, but she's like sexualized.
Yeah, like they're like, look at this hot girl, right? But she has a dark side.
Yeah.
It's almost like she's supposed to be the main character, which I mean, yes,
she is. Yeah,
but like, it's following her, but in the movie, we're actually following Needy's point of view.
Time, yeah.
So it's weird how they sell it like very serious, and this movie has its serious moments, but it's
like a very non-serious.
Yeah, exactly. Very over the top, and it's weird how it was promoted. So, yeah.
So it was marketed for boys, and boys went and saw this movie and did not like it. So.
I'm here to apologize as a straight man. I'm sorry.
Apology
accepted.
So I did listen to an interview that Cody and Megan Fox had, and Cody said that when they did the screeners, no one liked they. It was boys between the ages of 18 and 24. None of them liked the movie, and one of them left because I guess they can leave cards with reviews. Mm-hmm. And she says she still had the card that the one of the boys said needs more boobies.
Ew. In the movie.
Yeah. So obviously, and also Megan, she had an interview 2 weeks, I think, before this release, and she said something about Michael Bay, and people kind of went after her negatively. So that's another reason why this movie might have done bad. And probably the reason why my mom didn't take me to see this in theaters, because I know Sorority Row came out around the same time and she took me to see that and not this. And that's probably because she heard something.
I think this movie would have fucking been an experience in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This movie would have made money if marketed right.
That's true.
I think this movie would have made money. Oh, and we probably would have had a sequel by now.
And I think I feel like this is something that's said, because I feel like this, I unfortunately did not come up with this on my own, but I feel like if this would have come out today, I think it would have been appreciated so much more, and I think it would have made so much money.
Yeah.
Like, same cast, same concept, like how exactly how it is just now, I think it would have done amazing.
Yeah,
this movie's definitely like a way ahead of its time.
Oh yeah.
Because we don't only have like, we have too many, you know, boys, too many women being sexualized in cinema. Like, watching all the movies that came out in September, like, we had amazing movies come out, but like, a lot of them is just like this, you know, the raunchy type of movie. That was like kind of like the era of the time, like the film era.
Yeah.
So this movie now, which every, with how forward things have been.
The Me Too movement.
Exactly.
That's when this movie started getting,
That's true. Yeah.
And I think, like y'all mentioned, it was a way ahead of its time. Like, even the jokes are so
the jokes in this, like, are so funny.
Like last night when I was watching the movie, I was like, wait, what year did this movie come out again? And this was what, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And like the thought of the year 2009 feels like it was so long ago, and it personally I feel like it is, but I don't know, like the jokes and the comedy overall were just so ahead of their time.
It's
amazing.
Great.
I love the comedy in this movie is so fucking funny. I'm like, this is how teenage girls would talk in high school.
Nice wood ace or something like that.
Oh, nice hardware ace. Yeah.
That was so good.
I love the one where they were in the abandoned like pool, and Needy's like, you're a jerk, and Jennifer's like,
nice and saw Hannah Montana.
So, like, that's the one that I wanted to write all of them down, but I was too
focused and then, like, the movie. They're like nicknames that they give each other is so funny. Like, in the beginning of the movie, I think Needy calls Jennifer. She's like, hey, Monistat. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then, hey, Vagisil.
I'm like, dang, I'm
like, bro,
you'll be Monistat. I'll be Monica.
Monica.
And I'll be Vagisil. Yeah.
That's how you should have introduced us.
Damn it.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity.
It's okay. Mamacitas de terror is, you know, we'll take it.
That is a fish trademark.
We'll take it.
We love that.
Well, I call you daddy sometimes.
Yeah, we call each other baby, daddy, my love.
See, that's more affectionate, and that's really sweet.
Yeah.
We're more.
Yeah, that's why everyone at our job thinks we're gay, but.
Yeah, there's together.
No, bitch, we're just besties.
Yeah, there's a rumor going around that we're dating.
There's a whole rumor, right? And then he comes up to me. He goes, hey, can you pull this from my hand? And it looks like we're kind of being playful.
Because I had gloves on, because we wear gloves, obviously.
Yeah.
But that Vet Tech tape that is really good. And it didn't want to come off. And I had the other hand with gloves too. And I was just like this. And I was like, Jonathan, please take it off.
So we're like pulling, like kind of playing with each other. And then like one of the people that comes over looks at us and like smiles and then walks away. And I'm like, you see, she's out there being like, yeah, he lied. They're together actually.
He lied. He ain't straight.
We look good,
and
though.
I'm like, okay, whatever.
He's like, but anywho. That's so funny.
But yeah, I think my favorite joke in the movie is oh my God. Oh, it smells like Thai food in here.
Funny. She literally right after that, she tells Chip, she's like, you're lime green jello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're jello. You're lime green jello.
I'm like, okay, period.
I love the comebacks, the jokes. I love her. So funny.
She's such a character, and I love her.
And I love the salty one. I'm like, I'm going to start using that again. He's so salty.
He's so salty.
But I love the banter between her and Needy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's so natural. Like, they have both have such good chemistry in
the screen. Yeah, 100%. It's very best.
They work so well. Yeah, exactly. It's like, we literally talk that way to each other. So it's like, it's so crazy.
It's so nice to see.
Yeah. So should we just get into the movie slowly and just kind of just, okay.
I'm excited.
Okay, let's go. So Jennifer's body opens with a POV shot of a house, someone kind of walking towards the house. I didn't know that Jennifer had a horse. She's a horse girl.
She's a horse girl, which explains a lot.
Yeah. I only realized that at the very end of the movie, right before Needy like bursts into her window.
Right.
She says horses whining or, you know, something like that. And I was like, oh, I didn't hear a horse at the beginning.
Interesting.
Yeah, she has one in her front yard. So I was like, oh, she owns, or a backyard. So I was like, oh, she owns a horse.
But does she own a barn? Like, do
she kind like of. It looks like she lives like out in like the middle of nowhere, yeah. Like a very rural type of like area. So maybe, I don't really know. Yeah. Do we get to see like where Jennifer lives, right? Like other than
So that's what's interesting about this movie. We don't know a lot about Jennifer if you really think about it. We like just know what we right personally. We just know what we see in the like what with Needy's perspective, because we don't meet her mom until the very end. She's mentioned in the beginning, but that's it. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't really have her mom in her life. I guess her mom is like a manonizer, put it that way, I guess. And we know that she listens to Fall Out Boy and watches at least exercising infomercials. So all we really know about Jennifer is that she's popular and pretty.
Yep.
That's it.
That's so funny.
And then she lost her B card in
junior high.
Oh, in junior high. Yeah, correct.
To Roman the pedo. Roman the
pedo. Not in Rome, just to Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does say that she's in a fictional town, Devil's Kettle, in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that sounds very rural.
Checked out.
Owning a horse type town.
Yeah. Yeah. But right. The thing is, we never see the horse again.
No, just in the.
Yeah. Damn.
So what happened to the horse?
It would have been interesting if she ate it.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, what if she ate it?
Oh, yeah.
What if it's a boy? Yeah. She was like, I'm going to try it on animals before I try it on men.
So her first meal was a med.
A med?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The exchange student.
Yeah.
Oh. Exchange student from India.
Oh, that's 100%
RIP.
Yeah.
He's died fire just to get eaten by a hot woman. Honestly.
Honestly.
I was going to say, what better way to go?
Exactly.
Period.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Okay. So, go ahead. So we see Needy out the window, and then we just get the first line, hell is a teenage girl. Needy's is an institution. She's locked up. We don't know what she did just yet, but we can probably assume she murdered someone.
I mean, she's probably in the right. I immediately was like, you know what? Maybe they deserved it. She looks too sweet.
Immediately, she had a right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have thoughts on that. I have thoughts about how their friendship ends, but I'll save it till for the end.
We'll dissect that.
Absolutely,
we will.
So yeah, she's a kicker from what her chart says, and she likes Toastums, which is just Pop Tarts. And then she kicks the fuck out of this doctor, and it's the funniest thing I've seen. That's what hooked me in.
Okay, I mean, she said she was a kicker, and I was like, okay,
cool. Girl, me too.
Like, LOL. But then she actually like launches this woman across the room. Across,
yeah, like across literally table, across like three fucking tables.
Yeah,
like that.
The horse was symbolism because horses kick when you stand behind them.
I don't remember like exactly what the detailed version of this like scene looks like, but I feel like I saw her kind of level herself up a little bit, like pick herself up, and then just. Launch that lady across the room, and then what does she tell her? She's like,
"I suggest you shut the fuck up."
Which mood? Sometimes I do want to do that,
right?
First of all, don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially at work, the amount of time to be
girl.
Like, "Shut the fuck up."
Girl, I had. Oh my god. On Friday, I had someone say something snarky to me. I made like a small mistake, and they were like, "Good job." And I was like, "I don't need to hear you ever." And she was like,
"Bro, not
ear." Yeah, like
you ugly.
You look dusty. Your hairline uneven.
I could fix my mistake. You can't fix your face. So shut the hell up.
But I do like that this kind of gives you the idea that something's wrong with Needy because she's super strong, because that kick is not a normal person.
First of all, bitch, where did that strength come from?
100%. I was, I hadn't watched this in a million thousand years. So I was like, to be fair, when you're an angry teenage girl, you get all sorts of power.
I feel like it's hormones. It's like
the depression
that's got going on. And then
she just like watched her ex best friend eat her boyfriend. Like,
there's a lot of feminine rage going on in there. And I
think exactly.
She probably has a heavy flow.
That feminine.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That heavy flow kind of helps her be heavy in the bottom half.
That's true.
Bring it back from Mean Girls.
I know exactly what that feels like.
Honestly, when my girlfriend hasn't eaten in a little bit, you know, it happens. It's that time of the month. I'm scared.
All of that comes out. Exactly. You gotta watch the knees. Don't careful with the knees.
Oh my god.
Immediately win.
So they live in Devil's Kettle. There's this beautiful waterfall. I must say with a whirlpool that leads to nowhere. It leads to hell.
Straight to hell.
I'm gonna say hell, yeah.
Another simple, most likely.
Yeah, and Needy and Jen are best friends. They're Sandbox lovers, so Sandbox besties, I guess. So Sandbox love never dies, is what Needy says.
Yeah, that's what she says, yeah.
And then the girl behind her was like, you're totally lesbian gay.
I would have been like, and mind your business.
What's up?
Right.
That's us, Carlos. Yeah. Yes, and what's up?
Yeah, okay. Here you, bitch. You don't know me.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Just the Two of Us. It is your broadcast host, Mr. Zach. So I want you to relax, put your feet up, grab your glass of wine and a snack, because you are tuning into my broadcast. See you later.
So this is when they're like, hey, Monistat, hey, Vagisil. Yeah. And she invites her out. And, you know, she's like, oh, well, but Chip. And Jennifer, like, convinces her to go out. So they're going to go to, what's the bar called?
Melody's Lane.
Melody Lane, yeah.
Melody Lane, right? Something like that.
Yeah. But I do like us Needy's getting ready with Chip. And she's like, well, I can't show too much. I can't show too little. Yeah, I can't look too cool, too dorky.
That's like a line that I thought was so interesting because unfortunately what comes with like having friends who are also women and girls, it's very like, it's honestly like, it's refreshing to find a friendship whenever you're friends with other girls and when you are a girl to not have such a competitive like outlook on each other's friendship.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's just how it naturally ends up being. So like her line saying like, I can't show too much cleavage because that's her thing. Yeah. It's unfortunately happened to a lot of us girls who are like, I can't do this or, you know, because she likes doing that. Or like in Mean Girls where she's like, I can't wear hoops because she said hoops were her thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
It's a lot of that, unfortunately. And I feel like that's very fitting for a friendship that's still in high school. Yeah. And like presentation, no matter where they're going, is everything for them. So I thought that was like nail on.
Yeah, and I mean, and even I can you testify see it, to that. Yeah.
And you see it even throughout the movie where it's like whenever Needy's getting attention, like she thinks it like a threat. Like it's like, I have to make sure that everybody wants me because like. Yep. I'm that bitch. So
I mean, she is, but
yeah, I get it.
friendship. Yeah.
No, but it is true. You know, as a gay man who was around a lot of women in high school, it's very true. Very true. I would go to one clique and not. Oh, okay.
Go to the other. You're like, oh, okay.
Oh, y'all too. Okay.
Well. Wow. That is. Y'all ain't talking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nonstop competitive thing.
Even still, like nowadays, like even as grown adults, I still like at work or
I see
honestly,
it
more at work than I do at school. Like that's kind of sad, but like there's more like drama, and I'm like,
oh yeah,
we're grown adults. Like, anyway.
Even though at work, I know I'm the best. So,
like anyway, I don't know why y'all are fighting.
There's already a first place. I don't know who wants second and third.
Yeah. So. Second, but don't think y'all fighting for first, okay?
No, but the joke I like here is she's like, oh well, she thinks the lead singer's extra salty, and then Chip says something like, well, you must be soy sauce.
Oh yeah, you ready? And I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah,
okay, Chip. Chip really wants to get it.
Hell yeah.
Chip with some salsa. Yes, sir. But, okay.
I do have a question because later in the movie, we see that Needy as a child, sucked Jennifer's blood from her hand. Mm-hmm. And we live in Cody. Diablo Cody made this world where it's not really the real world. It's kind of a magical place, I would say. I mean, there's a demon girl running around. So.
There's a whirlpool that takes
you to hell. So,
right.
And then she senses here that she's like, oh, Jennifer's here. And Jennifer arrived. Do you think they have like some, or at least Needy has a psychic connection to Jennifer that Jennifer may not have to Needy, but Needy has it with Jennifer? Because it's a lot throughout the movie, especially when, you know, Needy's sleeping with Chip, mm-hmm. and then at the dance with the kiss.
It's like she kind of senses it, sort of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of like, oh, that's actually really interesting. And I wouldn't be against or opposed to the idea that she does, because I feel like we see it even in the beginning whenever Chip makes that, well, she's getting ready and she's like, or he tells her, you do everything that she says. And then she's like, We just like a lot of the same things. And he's like, no, you don't. And I think it's maybe part of that connection that she has. And she's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just naturally attracted to her. There's something that just makes me, I don't know, like, want Jennifer by me all the time. Which, I mean, me too. Like, she's like a fox. But, you know, at the point.
And yeah, she's like, there's a 30% chance that she is actually here.
Yes.
I referenced Mean Girls.
You did. You're proud good of job.
Me. Proud yeah, of me. Let's go.
High five. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a really like interesting idea. I would believe it.
I like that idea. I think that Cody probably had that in mind 100%. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I completely forgot about that scene about when Needy was like, oh, Jennifer's here. Mm-hmm. You know, like she just sensed mm-hmm. that. Because when Needy was at the dance and was getting this feeling that Jennifer was with Chip,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was just Jennifer kind of like fucking with her mind, like kind of
like the opposite, mm-hmm. like maybe Jennifer is able to kind of
she's already a demon and she can do that, I guess, but mm-hmm. But I hadn't thought about
like the opposite,
the very first scene prior to possession, I guess. But no, that I think that could definitely be a factor.
Yeah, and she's always like, I mean, from the beginning, again, we don't really see a lot. I feel like we're more so throughout the movie, we see Needy's friendship with Jennifer, not necessarily Jennifer's friendship with Needy, if that makes sense.
Yes.
A lot of it is from Needy's point of view. And so mm-hmm. I feel like, I guess organically we're going to see her natural attraction to Jennifer. Mm-hmm. But I think that helps a lot with like how much we don't know about Jennifer. So we're kind of seeing Jennifer through Needy's eyes.
Yeah.
And it could be a mixture of her just being naturally like always so attracted to her, or maybe she has like a sixth sense that she's just like,
mm-hmm. that's what I'm thinking. Like, also, I feel like, I don't know if you feel the same way with Melody though.
That's true.
Because sometimes I was going to say, and maybe you guys feel the exact same way too, but for example, with me and Alexia, my best friend, we like know exactly what we're thinking or what we're about to say. Like sometimes it's so creepy. We can say the same exact sentence verbatim at the same time. And we're like, what is going on?
I feel
like we live in each other's brains.
Maybe it's like you're like, oh, like I'm thinking of so-and-so. And then they text you and you're like, bitch, get the fuck out of my mind.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's one of those.
Oh, that's happened.
Oh yeah. Well, it's impossible.
We tend to dress the same and not even talk about it.
Yeah. Like sometimes I'll come downstairs and we're dressed exactly the same. We're like,
you're
hey,
yo.
So much time with someone, it's like you have to eventually start like thinking like them too, I think.
Yeah.
So
you see, that was going to be my next question, was do women have psychic abilities with each other?
I just can't pick up on.
Witchcraft is a real one out.
Witch. Butter at the stake.
We got them. Witches, get them.
Boys, we got them. Wrap it up.
1600s again. Like,
I love that. Honestly, maybe. I mean, we come from some type of lineage of something within that sense. So,
can I just say, my mom's like gut intuition is scary.
I don't know. Women are pretty scary. So,
no, I know that.
I'm not going again.
I know.
It's the Hispanic women, especially.
Mm-hmm. It's the attitude mm-hmm. in us. We can't help it.
Yeah,
we always know. We just know. When you know, you know.
And then when we don't know, we act like we do because we're stubborn.
Yeah.
So let us be.
You act with confidence. You pretend.
Period.
Absolutely.
Comma, period.
Comma, period, yeah. So we arrive at Medley Lane for the Low Shoulder show. We meet Pedo Roman, who is Chris Pratt. He even says
immediately. You're done.
Yep. He says the F slur, which I was like, seems like
his
character.
he's dropping it hard. You said that with a little too much confidence, Chris.
You were already a jump scare, and then you're gonna add another jump scare, like
that's every time. It's like every time that word comes in a movie, and we're like, Jesus.
It doesn't bother me because I'm like,
I mean, you have that trauma.
I can say it, but.
First of all, I can say it.
But when he says it, and I know about him, I'm like, ooh.
Rub me the right way. It's not giving salty.
No, he's not salty, and he's not sweet either. He's just nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And with his, you know, his political views, you know, that, right. You know.
We're going to let him just kind of, you know.
Exactly.
We're going to skip over that, man.
He gave it to Jennifer through the back door. She's a minor. He's a pedo. Move on. So,
I just. What more is there to say?
Yeah.
That is the end of his script.
Straight to the point.
Mm-hmm. Period.
So we see Low Shoulder, the band, and Adam Brody's just there looking beautiful.
Listen, scrumptious. I know that he sacrificed. We know he sacrificed, you know, a minor. But if we set that aside.
Right.
With some eyeliner and that tattoo on him. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Beautiful mm-hmm. man. Beautiful, beautiful. Man.
So
wow.
So Jennifer walks up to him. She's introducing, and you know, I do like this here because she seems very confident. But when it's with him,
she
turns. She's like needy now. She's like, oh my god, hi. She's like me when I met Matthew Lillard. I couldn't talk
because the thing is, like, she's a high schooler, so like mm-hmm. she has everyone in school probably likes her. She had. People, you know, everyone, even Chip, probably feels mm-hmm. a little bit intimidated by her. Now she's confronted by someone that's not really intimidated by her. Mm-hmm. She's just showing just as much as confidence as she shows in school. So she's probably like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just a fart at the end of the day.
You're like, not even the shit, bitch.
Yep.
You're like, the fart.
No, yeah. Agree.
Quick, now that we're on this scene, and I don't know if you guys were getting here eventually, but can we talk about the name of the drink?
Oh yeah.
Was offering them absolutely insane.
Wait, what is it? Isn't it called the 9/11?
The 9/11.
Oh yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And this came out in 2009.
Yeah. And 9/11 happened in 2001.
Oh, 2000.
And I. Oh.
Okay, so like you
won't
cut that out, right?
Do not cut this out.
Nope, that's gonna be highlighted.
Like debunked. When did 9/11 happen? 9/11 happened in 2009. Yes.
The funny thing is that the movie also came out in September, which is like
Here's how my dyslexia just happened. Is that 9/11? I'm you thinking September 2011.
But anyway, I forget
that there's a year attached to that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
for now at least what she just said.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, you're
standing in front of a boy.
Hell is Monica.
Hell is me. Anyway,
yeah. So
it is a wild.
It's a red. It's a red, white, and red,
white
and blue.
Drink, mm-hmm. and she goes, "You have to drink it fast, or else it will turn brown."
Honestly,
you're done.
Kind of funny.
It is. I'm like, look, I get it, but funny.
But I'm like, I understand the seriousness, but hee hee ha ha.
But okay, we can't be hypocrites because we have the what's it called, the Irish car bomb that is fucked up.
Oh, that is actually 100% true. That is 100% true.
And it's like, but we can't have a 9/11 drink also, because it happened here.
Also, the person that gave her the drink is the writer, which is the one who wrote the joke.
And not just that, but I feel, well, I mean, again, and this is another reason why I think this movie would still do well, like maybe during this day, even with maybe a somewhat joke like that, because now we know and we are aware these days that like 9/11 was an inside job. So like, there's not anyone on the outside to blame.
Yep.
Also Robert Pattinson was there.
Yeah.
Who?
Remember Me, right?
Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he survived because he's a vampire, so.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that's the whole reason why we have Twilight.
Also, he's also Batman.
He's yep. Exactly.
Yep.
He's also Batman.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for 9/11, we wouldn't have, who was it? Chemical
Romance? My Chemical Romance. Yeah. Oh my God. Know that whole the whole timeline of like My Chemical Romance, Gerard Way made a story, something like what? That.
No. Stephanie
Meyer wrote like a fan. Okay. I'm not going to dive into it because it's like this whole entire thing. Hopefully maybe some of the listeners understand what I'm talking about, but it's a whole thing. And we have Twilight because of 9/11. Just putting that up.
My Chemical Romance. I do.
And My Chemical Romance. And My Chemical Romance.
The so, two one tower plus minus one tower equals Twilight and My Chemical Romance. Romance.
Yep, absolutely. And then I think it eventually turned into 50 Shades of Grey. So,
yes, because 50 Shades of Grey was heavily inspired by Twilight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Whoa, like that, multiverse. I understand. Yeah. Is this girl math?
It's girl math mixed with like conspiracy mixed with
conspiracy math.
ED plus Jen equals math.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, so you were saying about the joke.
Oh, that's it. I just thought that was insane.
It was like, a pretty advanced
listening
joke
to it, and I was like, oh.
Yep.
Double take.
Like that shot.
It was insane.
That's funny.
Absolutely. But then she makes it, I don't want to see, she comes back and she's like, oh, Tower 1 is not full enough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tower 1 is not full.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Same. So, yeah.
But I get it, because we were like that in high school. Like, I feel like in high school, people said the craziest shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
we were making these types of jokes.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Hey, but you know, they performed their song. Well, first of all, they're like, oh, that girl, she's a virgin. Look at her.
Yes,
she's definitely
talking,
a virgin.
Were they talking about Needy or were they talking about Jennifer?
Jennifer.
We're talking about Jennifer.
Yeah, because the other guy points at Needy and he goes, oh, not her, that one. Yeah. Yeah. So Needy's like, oh, she's not a virgin, or she is a virgin.
She's a virgin.
Yeah. Leave her alone. And I'm like, Needy, you just murdering your best friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like girl, mind your business.
Yeah. But that's when she comes and she says, oh, Tower 1's not full enough. And then she's like, I'm not even a backdoor virgin. No thanks to Roman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, well. Is
the poop hole, loophole. That's what they call it.
Oh.
Have you ever heard that song? It's like I'm a virgin to Jesus. It's like it's supposed to be like a Christian parody.
That shit.
And it's talking about how like they're a virgin still because they did it in the butt.
I guess I'm still a virgin.
You know.
All right.
Next scene.
So yeah, they performed their song Through the Trees, which is stuck in my head.
Through the trees. It is a pretty good song.
Slay.
It's so good. I was listening to it, and that's why I tagged y'all on my Instagram. It is so good. And when I tell y'all, that is the most 2009 song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can visualize it playing inside a high school.
Period. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure my sister was jamming out to it back then.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
they actually wanted Pete from Fall Out Boy to be the one performing it, but eventually they got Adam Brody to do it because I think none of the actual singers wanted to do it.
They were like,
yeah. Well,
Adam Brody, thank you for your service.
Right, and looking beautiful. Yeah, so the fire starts, they escape through the bathroom, and then but throughout the song, Jennifer seems to get hypnotized by him.
Yeah.
Like he has some type of power over her.
I feel like that's exactly what happens. And I feel like maybe that's the connection that you got whenever whenever she was talking about how whenever she's like sleeping with Chip and she's like kind of tapping into like Needy's brain or something. I feel like that's what he was doing to her while he was singing in a way, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that this could be maybe, I don't know, like she's a kid. Mm-hmm. So it's like that she's like really falling in love with this guy. Yeah. Like it's just like an exaggerated way of showing us that she's really falling for him. So like she's even like she's not even aware of where she's at like after everything that's happened.
Because even after like she's still like outside like
whoa
yeah.
There's a whole fire happening and he's like, dang.
Y'all wanna go Yo, we tore that place up, bro. That shit was fire.
Don't see that. That was good. That was
upstairs. He really did say our set was fire, right?
Like, if you don't shut the hell up, there's people dying.
I love that he sneakily is like, yo, we should get somewhere safe, like my van.
We should get somewhere where that's no fire, my van. Immediately. Like, come on over.
And then I would have been like, van. Right.
And he would have been like, on my way. He would have already been in the van before he even had to ask. He said, you know what doesn't have fire? Your van. Let's go.
It cuts, it pans to Carol's and Carol's already in there. Like, guys, let's go. Let's go in.
In the van. He's like,
yeah. I want five guys.
And not the restaurant.
I'm hungry for five men.
But
the van is scared of Carlos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's like, guys, you thought I was a virgin, and then he locks the door like, y'all not ready for this.
LOL, y'all funny.
They run from me. No, but she says how evil he looked, like a tree that she saw as a kid. And
oh, that line was so fucking funny. That was, he was like, skinny and reminds me of a tree that I that used to be really petrified funny. By.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Mm-hmm.
LOL. Can kind of see it, yeah, but, you know. Like, I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever like had to compare like a human being with a tree, so it was definitely very interesting to me.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that's played.
It's funny because you said he looks like an evil elf, and I'm like, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, he looks like an elf. Like you can see him in like a D&D kind of style. Yeah.
That's so funny. That is hilarious.
Just a hot elf that I said I still would, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. And costume and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Needy gets home. She calls Chip, is telling him what happened, how Jennifer got inside of an 89 rapist van.
Yeah.
And
oh, that shit was so funny. Yeah. It's like, what car was it?
Do you remember the make and model? She was like, oh,
89 rapist.
That's so good.
We gotta go find her.
So she hears the doorbell. She goes downstairs and she doesn't find anything. But then Jennifer pops up in front of her, looking dead as hell
and fine.
Honestly, though, fucking slaying though.
She looked good.
She does so look fucking good. Beautiful.
Like she was looking good.
That smile, I was like, I still would.
Blood and everything. That whole scene right there, I think, was so, so good. I remind me or not, because I also watched it last night, but was that a one shot of her going around the house? Like where she
I feel
it wasn't, because I know it cuts back to Needy a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, well, her that whole the whole like eeriness of like her house being dark and dim and like walking around trying to figure out where the noise came from or like who's outside, yada yada. Mm-hmm. It's just giving very much like horror slasher what we love in horror films. And I love it so much. And then we get like the little jump scare of like Jennifer looking so good, so delicious.
I love that shot of her smiling.
Like but like when she's looking outside to see if she's there, like you see the shadow behind her like walking past, and it's so subtle too. It's not like really obvious.
And you can hear like the cicadas outside, like how it's like super hot or something outside. It's nice.
Yeah, and then she, I guess she wanted to eat Needy, but she couldn't go through it. So she eats her
rotisserie chicken.
Thank you.
And Needy's like, oh, my mom, like, that's from Boston Market.
Yeah.
Market.
She wouldn't want you to. And then she just fucking starts ravaging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she throws up black, which was, I think, Hershey's chocolate syrup. And it's spiky. Yeah. It's Hershey's chocolate syrup, what they used.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's all spikily and gross looking. Looks like venom.
Yeah,
it's coming out of her.
It starts like coming alive.
Yeah,
it looks like, oh my god, which Scooby Doo movie was it from?
Okay,
but y'all know what y'all know.
The a live action one.
Yes, it's a live action.
The second
one. The second one.
Yeah, they surf on it and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the second one. Yeah.
I love that.
I just thought.
Because it was the goo monster. Yeah. I remember now. I remember the goo monster. So I love this scene. The scene's very scary. I love the way Jennifer looks. I haven't seen this as a costume or cosplay. I would like to see this version of her.
100% true. Let me get the body, and I got you.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all live in Florida. If y'all can hit me up with Dr. Miami.
Dr. Miami, real fast.
I'll let him know. I'll let him know right now.
And let me go ahead and start my diet as of tonight. No eating everything but a cigarette and an almond and maybe an apple.
An apple a day. That's all my dog cares. Doctor's away.
Keeps the long house away. So we're going to be doing that. And then as soon as I get my body in October, that costume hitting and it's gonna look.
Okay. You come in here?
Absolutely, I can.
Come to the conventions.
She's walking like she did in the movie.
Yeah, will. Because I will be, if I were to have a body like that, I would use privilege everywhere I can. I would I would be seducing flight attendants. I would be seducing passengers to let me sit in first class.
God made us this way because he knew we would be too powerful.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we say all the time.
That's my motto.
Bro, imagine. Okay, first of all, we funny. Okay.
Exactly.
Second of all, we're personality.
Latinos.
Latinos. Okay.
Here. Rhythm.
Okay. Imagine if we was fine. Nombre.
I mean, look. Okay, we're still fine.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. God gave me the face and not the body, and because he knew I would fucking slay.
That is so true. God has favorites, and I hate him. One thing I have to mention about this scene, though, is this very gay.
When she pushed her against the wall, I was like, "Oh, please do that to me."
Daddy, chill.
I was like this.
Yeah. And the way she whispering in her ear.
On her neck. And I'm like, oh my God.
She's literally about to like give her a hickey. And I was like, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, but you have like something like grape jam all over you. I don't want to show you.
I don't know what that is. So I'm going to go ahead and say. And then she's like, are you scared? And she's just like nodding. And I'm like.
It's like, I'm confused because I'm kind of turned on.
I was sexually confused. I was sexy.
But I'm scared a little bit, so I don't know.
I don't know if I'm scared per se, but there's something happening. Yeah. I have a feeling, but I don't think it's scared. I don't think it's scared, baby.
I was like, I'm going to be her when I grow up. Period.
But yeah, the scene overall, yes, it's very, very good.
Very good scene. So we cut the next day at school, and Jennifer shows up, and she's looking like nothing ever happened.
She's so fucking beautiful.
Looking gorgeous.
Again,
yep.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You're probably going to say it. They're in class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with James Jonah Jameson. Yeah.
J.K. Simmons.
Jameson. That's a tongue twister. James Jonah Jameson.
I'm gonna start saying that before recordings.
Yeah. But I just love that Needy's like, you don't remember last night? Like, I had to clean up your mess. And I'm like, it cuts to her doing it. I'm like, my mom would have beat my ass if she showed up with that mess. I would have been crying too.
Like, that would have been me too. Scrubbing them damn floors.
Yeah.
I would have just left it. Whoa, what happened, mom?
Hey, I was asleep.
My sister and chicken came alive. Like,
I don't know. That's crazy. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
And she finds the incident to be funny. And I was like, okay, Jennifer.
Like, she's so quirky.
Yeah.
So fucking, and it's so funny. Because she's like, she's like, you don't remember last night? And she's like, she just looks at her and she shows her hands. She's like, you really need a man, Betty.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like all black. And then she's like, Jen, this isn't funny. Like people died. And she's literally putting on lip gloss. And she goes, is it anyone that we know? And I was like, oh.
Yeah. And she's like, we know everybody.
I love that he's like, we can't have this fire win. It's like, well, it kind of already did.
Yeah, well, so. It already kind of won. So I don't know what you want to do about that one. So funny. Queen, love her.
Yep, forever. So then Needy after class kind of tells Chip what happened. We meet Colin here. Daddy Colin. Love him too.
Love him too. Smile though.
Mm-hmm. And smile especially. Yep.
That's true.
Can't wait for the sequel. And then Jennifer goes over to Jonas and takes him to the woods. And this is the tell me what I am vampire.
This is the skin of a killer.
Bella. Bella.
That was funny.
I'm sorry, but the woods look exactly the same.
Yeah, it's like they filmed it exactly there.
I'm 100% positive that we saw Robert Pattinson hide behind a tree.
We did.
There was a little like lens flare. I think he was shirtless back there. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it just didn't have the blue filter.
Yeah.
Blue filter and toilet is ridiculous.
But I love this because she seems to have some type of connection with the animals too, like Snow White. Yeah.
Like she's kind of luring them in, I think, with her demonic.
Yeah.
Well, she has like a beast kind of.
They're like just naturally being lured to her. Like, because they're like, sense something weird.
Like the energy.
Yeah, the energy. The vibe is off.
But it's like they're waiting for her to do what she's going to do so they can then finish the job.
No. They're kind of seeing like an alpha but of like some sort.
Yeah.
I can see that. Like an alpha thing.
Omnivores?
I could have sworn they were omnivores, but I apparently don't know history. I probably don't know biology.
Well... The deer was eating him from the inside.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted a little snack.
Yeah,
he's quirky.
He's quirky. He's a quirky deer.
He's a quirky deer.
He's like,
yeah. I mean, I was like, okay, girl, in touch with nature, Mother Nature, woman. I see what you're doing here. I get it.
This is literally my queen.
Yeah, that's fine. And. I love that she tells like, "Oh, you're gonna see your friend in heaven and pretty soon." And he goes, "Oh, like someday." He's like, "No," pushes him, eats him right away.
Eats him right now.
Love her. I was like, I inspire you.
Mm-hmm. He makes all of these like kill scenes so good. I don't think there's not one that I don't like,
right.
or that I don't get a satisfaction from. That's more.
Mm-hmm. There's like what, like four maybe in the whole movie.
It does like a good like three before she does Chip. No, because she does. This one,
she
the
does
one
Jonas,
mm-hmm. And then she does the one in the abandoned house, right?
Which is Colin, yeah.
Yeah,
and then we don't necessarily see Ahmed's, but
yeah, it just kind of cuts away.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I think it's when she starts
Chip, right?
Yeah.
I don't
know if there's any. But all of them are really good. Even like the one that cut away is still like a great scene.
Mm-hmm. As a whole. It's good.
Because she manipulates him into the woods, and I would have been like, I get it. so. I love that the teacher hears it and he's like, "Oh, let it out, let it out." But then he's like,
"I feel
your pain. I feel your pain, man."
But your pain sounds
painful.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes over to check
emotionally. It sounds physical. Maybe someone's hanging on that.
We also talk about the hook that he has as a hand.
Honestly, very, very interesting detail.
It's like, why
he just went in and was like, "I want a fucking hook." Yeah. This teacher has a hook hand.
He's like, "I will play the part only if you give me
a hook
the
hand.
Hook as a hand."
Watch SpongeBob when he was younger.
I get it. It's a style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period. Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. He's probably like, "I saw what you did last summer and I kind of like it." So let me.
He's like, "And I kind of want to be that man." Mm-hmm. They're like,
"That's true.
Your role isn't that extensive." He's like, "I don't care."
He doesn't. him.
No.
But if you know.
That would have been funny.
But if you notice, though, he has it in a box when he's packing up the car. He doesn't even have it on. He's just in a box.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
he has it off.
Like, sir. Yeah. I hear you.
And then we get another scene where she's just slaying. She's swimming in the lake. Mm-hmm. And she's steaming. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And she's gorgeous. Wow. Oh, my.
Freaking his mom just, like, screaming, bawling, like, finding his body like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the collective. The collective, yeah.
Yep. That one was sad.
That it hurts, like
it hurts. But she looks so good.
But she looks so good. Like when, like, am I sad? Because yes, a mother that found scream, her son.
That scream was pretty.
It
good.
Was real.
Feel it, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
I wanted more though. Yeah. I was like, eat more boys, please. Oh. But yeah, Needy has a white little ferret. She's kind of low shoulders on the radio again. I think we meet her mom here.
Yeah.
She works nights, and I do like that her mom's kind of like, I hope nothing ever happens to you, but I will protect you like a mama bear.
Yeah, I did.
Which at
like
the end
that.
She doesn't, you know,
because I feel like in a lot of horror movies, the moms are always kind of seen as like, oh, I could give a shit about my daughter or like my children in general. Like I'm still traumatized from The Witch, like, and I, you know, but like and but in other like movies too, like. It was kind of a breath of fresh air to see a mom like kind of support her daughter in a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's
really,
true.
I really like that. I think that just plays more into the
like woman aspect of
how feminist this movie really is.
That's true. Yeah. I love also Diablo Cody also has a lot to do with this too, and I.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which also is interesting because you see that Needy has like a supporting mom, but we never see Jennifer's mom either.
Yeah, we only see,
that she does. She may not even have a supporting, and at the end, her mom seems to love her because she's like dead.
I mean,
but
too late, mom.
Yeah, a little too late.
Yeah, 100%.
And then later that night, Needy and her have like a phone call, and this is where you get the famous iconic lighter to the tongue.
I'm God.
I am a god. Okay.
AKA your Kurt. Okay.
Period. Yeah.
That's the scene you have on your shirt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Period.
Oh, so good. But I do love who. She hears like, oh, Chip has been looking very like scrumptious lately, and I was like, oh girl, watch your man.
Yeah, like Needy, come on and don't let that happen. That's your man.
Right.
Yeah, like, she sure did.
But
she let it happen
because it's Jennifer.
Come on.
And then I love the I haven't felt this good since I guess Jesus invented the calendar. She says something about Jesus inventing the calendar.
Into the calendar, and Needy's like Jesus didn't invent the calendar.
He's like, whatever.
I love her because she's the epitome of now, like today's like, I'm just a girl. Like,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
She's so funny.
Yeah. So then we do get like a little bit of a montage where she's kind of, this is the famous walking down the hallway scene we get in all these like girl movies.
Period.
Which always love.
Yeah, Freaky.
Freaky, The Craft, Mean Girls, they all have them. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Low Shoulders song is like number one in the town because of what happened. Yeah,
because we have news articles about all the murders that are happening.
Yeah,
and then of course we have the Low Shoulders being top chart.
And then it seems a month has already passed, and now Jennifer looks terrible but still hot. I don't know, they can't make her look ugly.
It's so weird because she looks like so like she pretty. Looks good. Yeah,
but like you can tell something's wrong. It's like, sis, what's wrong?
Yeah.
She's looking just a little bit pale. What's happening?
Honestly, the way she was like this, I was like, mood.
Mood. I get it.
Like, shut the fuck up, teacher.
When you just have like a raging like headache, or just like if you're overstimulated and someone's just like,
just yapping.
Hello.
But this is where we get that Low Shoulders donating 3% of their profit, and Needy's like, what happened to the other 97? And then the I don't know her character, the girl with the glasses, she's well, they're like
off.
I wanted to punch her so fucking bad. Jennifer should have ate her.
She should have made a deception.
We know she goes both ways, so
exactly.
Right.
How about we go both ways for this bitch right here? Just end it all.
Right. But she's like, oh well, they're America's angels. It's on their Wikipedia, and it never lies.
Wikipedia. Like,
okay, well, you're fucking ugly. So
okay, those glasses would piss me off. I was like, I hate them. They're also triggering because they used to have some.
Oh, she made me so mad.
Yeah,
she was terrible. And then Jennifer, it's after class, and Needy's like, no offense, but you look like shit.
Damn, I want to look like that.
And I'm like,
why do I look like that? Damn.
But I'm like, she doesn't, though.
Yeah, not at all.
It's like, okay, but like, she don't. So how about you?
And this is when Colin tries to ask her out, and he's like, oh, do you want to watch Rocky Horror? And she's like, I don't like boxing movies.
And he's like, Jesus Christ.
Love.
I love her attitude here, because she is being very bitchy and very mean to him, but like, she's like, okay, shoot your shot, let me see what you got, like, very like,
she's honestly like, give it a shot, let's go.
And I'm like, okay, but I do love that she's not interested in him until Needy's like, oh well, he's kind of cute, and she immediately goes, oh, she's like, great, you think so? Yeah.
Again, part of the like competitive thing of being like,
even friends, only be one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I also see it as like, she may want Needy too, so whatever Needy wants, she also wants to have. That's so true. No one else can have Needy. Yeah, it's kind of like she's like a cock blocker in a sense.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, sometimes I think about like, what if he didn't like Jennifer, he liked Needy, and like, I feel like I would have liked to see Jennifer being like, I'm right here. Like, right. Why are you going straight for her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would have been interesting.
I know there's a comic book about this movie that has more stuff in it.
So true.
Yeah, and I think in the comic books, the girls in the school don't like her. Like, they see her as the slut of the school.
Oh, I see.
What would I see? Which, yeah, because I think there's a funeral for Colin where we get more, like, perspective from other girls in the school about Jennifer. Mm-hmm. But
that's how you know you made it, you get haters.
Right.
Just talking about that. Yeah.
I would have been her friend. Her best.
You would have hated her.
No.
In real life, you definitely would have hated her.
I would be like, I got a titty you can cry on. Like,
I would have been like, we can run the school together, but you're not eating the men I like. Okay.
Yeah. Period. Those are mine. You can eat the men that I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Oh. So feel free. Have a buffet. Yeah.
That's
okay. But I do like her joke here. She's like, hey, do you want to come to my house? I have like this movie called Aquamarine where she's like half sushi. And honestly, that joke always sent me because I loved that movie.
I love the pop culture references in this movie.
That is they so were
yes.
the A1.
They were very up to date with their references.
And then she was like, she said, I think she gets it through like her butt something. Like
after the blowhole. The blowhole.
And oh my god, it was so funny because seeing it now as an adult, I'm like, oh wow, they're really coming for all of my childhood.
I love it so
much. Yeah.
Crazy, yeah.
That's the movie I met Joe Roberts.
Oh, that was it. Oh, yeah,
she's in that. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Is that the one that she like can like spit like in multiple ways?
I don't remember that.
I don't. There's a like a. Wait,
I think you're talking about a different movie.
Huh. I thought there was like a movie with a mermaid and she can like do. You know how when you can like kind of like spit water like.
That sounds like the beginning to a very bad porno.
You know what? You're right.
It's like, hold on, let me
oh, got it. I know the title.
That's the one where she washes up on their pool because of a hurricane, but then once she's dry, she has legs, but she gets wet, she gets the tail, and then I guess at night she becomes a mermaid again.
Don't they like put her in the fucking water
tower?
Yes, every night. Yeah.
They keep her in the water tower.
I love that movie.
It is really good.
We should cover it.
Okay. I'm down. She's half sushi.
Yeah. Like, what's scarier than that?
Let's do a mukbang.
Yeah. Like,
a mukbang eating sushi watching Aquamarine.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then the curse words are like fish terms, like barnacle.
Well, that's like SpongeBob.
Yeah. Like that SpongeBob episode where they're like dolphin noises.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
This is probably my favorite scene that's coming up now. Is Needy and Chip are, you know, they're together. They're about to, you know, do their thing. Mm-hmm. He got it extra ribbed from Target.
I can't wait to have your Target. Cock in my mouth.
Super
he got it from Super Target.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Super Target. It was super. And then Colin's on his way to meet Jennifer, but he ends up at a construction site. Like, the houses are not done yet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which, honestly, at that point, I think you should think, I know she's hot. Is it worth it, though?
Yeah, hold on. I was going to say, like, yes. I think at that point, you kind of have to use some common sense at that point.
Right. I would have turned around.
Yeah, but
But if it was right, but if it was Henry, but if it was Henry Cavill, I would have looked for him.
If it was Dua Lipa, I would have probably been like, I think I'm gonna die today.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this is it. What better way to go? Let's try it.
Yeah. So Needy and Chip start, you know, doing it, and Chip is like, "Damn, I'm hitting it good." Because Needy's like in panic, because Jennifer, on the other hand, is kind of like, her eyes change. I love the eye change here.
Yes,
and
yes, it's good.
Colin's like, "Oh shit!" Like, I feel like he knows what it is. Like, I got that sense from him. He just doesn't say anything, and she puts him like in a trance, and then he cuts himself, and she goes, "Oh wow, that's very emo of Hugh," and then starts eating him. Which the shot of her eating him,
so good.
Fucking, yeah. I put iconic shot, slay, comma period, like
comma period, exclamation mark,
yeah,
everything.
It's so good. It's so good.
It is actually really good. That's a really, really good kill because of the shot.
And the music, and I love that when Needy looks into the chair, you see her like crawl, like she looks like a gargoyle, like she looks crazy
good,
and she has that smile, like, oh, it's so nice. Creepy.
It's really good.
And then Chip is like, "Damn, am I too big?"
I'm good.
I know.
It's like, maybe respectfully, Needy is not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, she looked like she was crying. I feel like if I was in that position, I'd be like, "Are you?
I need to stop."
Yeah. Like, this doesn't feel right.
No, and it's interesting because it's her first time. She panics. Oh, and this is when Jennifer says the word hopeless, and then Needy says it too. Like, she knows what she's in her mind. So she ends up leaving. Jennifer's eating out of Colin, which. Whoa. Fucking love.
She's eating out Colin. Well,
drinking his blood. And you know, Needy kind of almost runs her over. She fucks her mom's car up when she jumps on it. And then she gets home and Jennifer's at her house.
Oh, yeah. And she just like goes to bed and she turns around and there's Jennifer like.
I hate when Carlos does that all the time.
Shut up. Looking.
She's like, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. But Jennifer looks so good in her Evil Dead t-shirt.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But what I want is like, Needy just had a really bad experience with a man. And then she gets home and her and Jennifer kind of start getting very intimate. And Needy's actually enjoying this one more than she was with Chip.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It's it's like it seemed a little more spiritual for her.
Yes.
And she's like really like enthusiastically like really going for it. Like with Chip, it felt like it was kind of like, I kind of have to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a very good scene. I just, you know, I was like, okay, I'm not into this, but like I see the vision.
You were into it.
But I see the vision.
Yeah.
I get it. They're like, you know what, straight people? I get it.
Well, I was like, okay, lesbians.
I see it.
Yeah. But this is when Jennifer tells her backstory. And this is what I want to ask you guys, because she tells her how Low Shoulder, you know, took her to the woods and they did the ritual on her. She tried lying, saying that she wasn't a virgin, but, you know, or that she was a virgin, but she didn't know that that's what they needed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they stab her, they kill her to. Hey, Jenny, 8675309.
Oh, yeah, bro, that scene was, I didn't see it coming. And when they started fucking singing it, I was like, I can't stand these men. Like,
no. That song is already creepy. Yeah. Like, just having it in this context is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just felt so bad for, I feel bad for her because she didn't deserve this. She really didn't. And what frustrates me with Needy is because I was trying to get in Needy's shoes. And, you know, since you guys are girls, because I don't know, me in high school, I feel
sorry,
like.
Sorry, that sentence. You guys are girls.
You know, you guys are the girls.
You guys are girls.
So I just want to hear your perspective, because it's like, I feel like if she would have told me this, I would have been like, okay, so pack your bags. We're going to go kill them motherfuckers together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But Needy, I don't know. Needy just like. Get the fuck out my house. And I'm like, well, she kind of just poured her heart out to you. She was almost like,
she kind of just told you the whole reason probably why she's acting the way she is.
Yeah. And I think she could have found maybe a solution to ending all of this, like if she would have acted right on it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's like, what it's like the occult versus like a teenage girl, like, you know,
100%. I feel like this is the part of the movie where we kind of get a flip in the characters where I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is kind of where like Needy starts becoming very mean to Jennifer, and she starts becoming very like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Like, I'm fucking over you being in the spotlight all the time. And I think that, again, going back to the whole like friendship thing and being friends with girls, like things like that happen so often that like once you kind of tolerated someone else being in your spotlight or using you for so long, you become very like, why are you my friend? How are you benefiting me anymore? That even when like they're trauma dumping on you, you're like, I really don't care anymore. Because it doesn't come off fake. It's just very like,
they're tired of just being like having the other person be in the spotlight, I think.
Or like just being so like, you, I'm always here to support you, but like when it comes to me, you're never to be found type of reason.
Yeah.
However, I think if it was something that serious, I feel like maybe for one last time you can be like, okay, all right, maybe this is a little more like more than your own feelings, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe look over your own feelings of how you feel towards her and maybe help her deal with this something that's like super, super serious. That's intense.
And in the end, like grown men did take advantage of her in one way.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So either way, I feel like if I would have heard that from
anyone,
friend,
really,
yeah, from anyone in general, but like a friend that I had a relationship with, like Jennifer, I think I still would have been like, so when are we meeting up with them?
So when are we meeting, stabby stab, shoot Glock, let me know and I'll grab it.
All of the above. Yeah.
Because I feel like it could have been that, you know. Unfortunately, we live in the world where if someone comes out with a damning accusation, right, mm-hmm. it's something that people don't take serious, you know? And I feel like I would have liked to seen her open up to someone else that's not Needy and get that, you're a succubus thing, whatever. Yeah. Like, you sound crazy, you know? Yeah. And then Needy could be that person that no matter how ridiculous it is, she has her back, you know?
Yeah,
granted, she just came out of having some intimate, very intimate thing with Chip. Mm-hmm. She is kind of finding her identity. So it's kind of like, I don't need you anymore, Megan. Like, or not Megan, sorry, Jennifer. So I do feel like it's like she's had that confidence. Mm-hmm. She kind of had that confidence in her to kind of finally step away from Jennifer's shadow, pretty much.
Yeah. So after this scene, there's a scene that got cut, and I looked it up. There's a deleted scene that happens after this night where she goes to Jennifer and she's like, hey, let me help you. But you need to stop killing men, or you need to stop killing people. And she's like, I'm not killing. That's where the iconic line comes. I'm not killing people. I'm killing boys.
Yeah.
So, and then Needy's like, well, if I lose you, then I lose this. And then Jennifer's like, well, that's a lose-lose. Because then I die, and then you also lose Chip. And it was something like that. Yeah. So I guess they cut it out of the movie, but Needy, I guess, did try to help her.
Yeah.
But Jennifer was like, well, this is who I am now, so you kind of have to just fucking live with it. And I guess that's where she just had the final straw. But since it's not in the movie, we don't get that context. So that's like, why are you turning on your friend?
Yeah.
And she was fucking brutally murdered.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, exactly. So
you could always say too that even though horror movies do exist in this movie because they make it, it's Evil Dead literally is right there. You could always even be like, okay, horror movies don't exist in real life. Like you sound ridiculous right now. Like, you know, like you can kind of have to put it in that perspective where it's like, we know that like if something crazy happens, we can just be like, oh my God, it's Chucky running around. And I'd be like, let's kick that motherfucker. But like you have to think that she's her own person. So she probably doesn't think it's happening for real. Like you got murdered. You're literally right in front of me. So how is that happening?
But she also showed her the cut on the arm and how it healed.
And she's true.
Oh, this is some X-Men shit.
That's true.
That's so true.
She has proof of what happened to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Needy is more of the justice.
Yeah.
And
Well, because, and then I think, again, like, I think it kind of shows to where, so this is where we get a flip in the characters where now Needy is the one that's like, well, I don't give a damn. Like, I now have this, like, energy in me or this, like, rage in me that I just, like, I'm tired of being the mousy type of person in your life. And you just came to me at a bad time with wanting to tell me this. You should have, like, and maybe in her mind, it's like, you should have told me this a long time ago, like, when it first happened to you, or, like, by your second kill, at least. Now you're on your third. But, like, you know,
that's true. Or maybe the
first, like, let me know, you know, your first time. I would have wanted to know that. Yeah. Just something like that. But I think it's, I don't know, it kind of sucks because I feel like it's tackling two issues in one. So it's like, when something like this traumatic like this happens to women, it gets very like, okay, like, all right. But then it's also tackling on like the person who is receiving the news, which is Needy, and being like, well, she's also been someone who's been like on the back burner for someone's life for so long, which is also like a role that women go through when being in relationships and things like that. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of hard, but I think it's, I think it was done pretty well for the most part to show.
I still find the movie perfect. Don't get me wrong. I was just like, what would have happened if they fucking went ham on the at the dance and killed Low Shoulder there?
I was gonna say, like, I would have loved to see an alternative ending where both Needy and like Jen kind of get together.
Yeah,
they go on like a whole trip to find them and then take them back into the woods and just kind of, you know,
do a little
through the trees.
Yeah. So, this is when I guess Needy finds out that hey, she killed Colin now, because she, Jennifer didn't really tell her. She goes, she finds out at the funeral, and so she starts doing paranormal research, where we find out that she's like a succubus. They need to eat in order to. So, I believe in actual lore for succubi, they do eat men.
So who's gay?
Jennifer, no, me, yes. But they mainly go for like their genitals and the semen. That's what they're, yes. Which I was like,
suck his cock,
slay.
Yeah.
But Needy kind of breaks up with Chip. She doesn't want to go to the dance.
Yeah, she's kind of protecting him in a way.
Because Jennifer's not only evil, not only high school evil, she's like really evil. But then we do get the dance montage and everyone getting ready. We see that Jennifer's looking rough again. So fine, you know that she's still fine as hell.
So rough.
I know.
But I love the iconic scene of her like, like a tear falling down, and she's like wiping her makeup on her face.
Yes,
been there, done that.
Absolutely. Like,
And I'm pretty sure it's like right before a dance too. And I'm like,
yeah, in the mirror and everything.
Yeah.
But if you notice on her desk, she has like two pictures of just her, which shows you how insecure she is.
Yeah.
And you know, she watches like these exercising things. Like it's like she's trying to be like, what is the perfect body or what is the perfect image?
It's kind of like the very small window that we get of her like being true self or being vulnerable. It's like, well, you can tell she's not insecure.
Chip's mom gives him a maze or pepper spray to protect himself.
A lady's pepper spray.
Yeah.
Like it matters.
Like, I love the he says, like, Conlon looked like lasagna with teeth at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now that we're on the topic of the mom, she looks so familiar. Is she the mom from Agent Cody Banks?
Oh wait.
Wow, you just opened a memory in my
I love that movie.
I'm 99% sure.
Remember.
She's the mom from...
What's her name again?
That's the one with Frankie Nunez.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cynthia Stevenson. She was in Agent Cody Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's her. Yeah. Earbud.
She's connected.
I grew up watching Agent Cody Banks like religiously.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for me to like miss her.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I was like, oh, iconic early 2000s mom. Like,
Oh, yeah.
She was in How to Get Away with Murder. I seen that. Okay.
Yeah, quite a bit of stuff. She slayed.
Yeah, she an icon. Because, man, that movie brought you some fucking burn that DVD. Like, that one and Big Fat Liar.
Big bro. Fat Liar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cody Banks is with Hilary Duff, right?
Is it Hilary Duff? Which wait, one? It's...
Agent. Yes. Yeah, is that Hilary Duff? Okay, yeah.
The first one, because if I'm not mistaken, the second is the England one.
There's multiple.
Yeah.
It's Hilary Duff.
So the second one is with Hannah. What's her name again?
Hannah
Montana. How do you say that last name? Spirited.
Spirit.
With yeah. She's in Seed of Chucky.
Who is she? Oh, she's the in Seed of Chucky. She's the assistant. Jennifer Tilly's assistant.
I have no idea. Oh.
Glenda kills her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's Hilary Duff.
Oof. Yeah.
Oh, I had a crush on Hilary Duff, mm-hmm. and I remember that.
I still do. Mm-hmm.
Same. Mm-hmm. Hilary Duff can do no wrong. This is Lizzie, and she aged so well, and that's what happens when you're problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. She grew up very well adjusted.
I'm gonna tell you the top three movies that made me the gay that I am today.
Mean Girls.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer's Body.
Okay, four.
Okay, there's two more.
I will say non-horror.
Non-horror.
Because I was a kid. I was a little kid. So
I guess that's
you know
true.
What I mean? So yeah, it was no, it was Lizzie McGuire movie.
The movie.
Oh.
Mean Girls.
Mm-hmm. Period.
And Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Oh my God.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, I think, burned something in me that I don't even think Mean Girls can top. Like, there's just something.
I think I am the way I am today. You know, real quick, super off track. I mean, not really off track, but my...
Oh, go ahead.
Tell us. To watch Raven and Lizzie on Disney Plus.
Period.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, I was just telling my sister two nights ago, I was like, I am going to name my child Raven Elizabeth for Raven
because for Raven Elizabeth.
I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah.
It's very comforting. Yeah, there's also something just very comforting about like Lindsay Lohan and like Amanda Bynes era that just something that just opens up the cunt in me that I'm just like, period.
I think it's, you know, we had simpler times back then too, where we could just watch every episode of the Amanda Bynes show, like the Lizzie McGuire show, like all of that. Like we could have just watched it whenever.
And Raven Simone was a big influence. Yes. If I'm talking TV shows, That's What Raven
was
number one.
Oh, absolutely. Every episode, I think I might know from verbatim.
Beginning to end. Like,
but Megan Fox in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Oh my God.
Plays such a good like bitch.
I was gonna.
I think she pulled from to play in this movie. Or which one came out first?
I'm pretty sure.
Confessions of a Teenage.
Oh yeah, it was like that. Was like that Mean Girls. Like those 3 years where like Mean Girls. Yeah.
And I think she pulled something in that to play Jennifer in this one because she just has like the perfect like face, but like tone to her voice and everything that just makes her a good bitch. I eat it up.
I think she went from Confessions to Transformers and then this.
Give me one second. I'm just adding it to my watch list because I've never seen that movie before.
Which one?
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen you've never seen.
Yeah.
Okay, no. That was a lot more Disney. But it's Lindsay Lohan and Megan Fox. So and enjoy it. Yeah, it's good.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I mean, it makes me know your lore a little bit more.
Lindsay Lohan pretends to be somebody she's not, and
we love it.
Because
she's
drama.
Like the epitome of like a drama kid, and she just she does it. She swallows it entirely, and she.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I have to go to bed, I will show it to you now. But we'll watch it next week. We'll watch it next week.
Iconic like early 2000s movies.
Yeah, absolutely. Next episode is going to be just us talking about early 2000s movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. That sounds good.
I can't wait for next week.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Okay.
The movie. Where were we? So they're going to the dance. Jennifer appears in front of Chip at the park. And this is where she's kind of manipulating a little, starting some shit. She's like, hey, you know, your girlfriend be cheating on you with Colin.
He said, yeah.
I will say, though, her dress. Love.
She looked good. That dress is awesome.
For a second, I thought that the white, like, kind of scarf that Jennifer was wearing was that one from Hannah Montana.
I'm fucking dead.
I thought
Are you talking about like the swan dress from White Chicks?
Yeah, but like I know she also wears it in like in an episode or something like that. And I was like, is she wearing that? But no, it wasn't.
No, it was not. No.
I wanna take this dress and kind of gender bend it and me go as Jennifer to some convention or something.
That would be so cool.
I want to so bad.
I will say, and I'll post this on our Instagram story, but I went to the Mystic Museum in LA last October, and they had a whole room dedicated to Jennifer's body. And whoa. On like in the corner, kind of like right above where Monica, I don't know if you can see it, but like there's a corner where Jennifer is just kind of like, where she is on
like the chair where she's like sitting like in a gargoyle stand.
Well, no, she's in her she's in the dress. It's
in the pool.
At the pool.
Oh,
yes, I love that picture of her. She looks beautiful.
So and good. Like, there's the lockers with like Fall Out Boy in it. Like, it's
I love. Cool.
Is it still there?
He's like, I need to know.
It could be. I'm pretty sure it's
like a museum. It's so open, I think
365.
It's like
365. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to take a trip.
I was gonna say take a trip. Take a trip to LA. They have some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. I will. I'll post pictures on Instagram.
Yes.
Please. You can even just DM them if you want to. Like,
yeah, sure.
He's like, send them immediately.
But I know that Olivia Rodrigo also, she like is inspired by Jennifer's body. Like she loves wearing like the long sleeves and stuff. She's like, that's definitely like Megan Fox in Jennifer's body.
I love
body.
How the girlies took this movie and just ran with it. They're guys, boys, this is not for you.
You can have your Oppenheimer.
You have,
Jennifer's body.
You have your football. You have your literally everything else that...
You have your Spider-Mans.
You can keep whatever you want, but this is pretty girlies.
Exactly.
And the gays. I'm invited, right? Girlies.
Yeah.
The they, thems, and the girl.
Thank you. Yeah, she looks really good in this dress. She's kind of manipulating Chip. This is when Needy's at the dance, and she thinks she sees Jennifer, but it turns around it's just some other girl. And then Low Shoulder's performing the song, the only song they know how to perform. and then as she's kissing Chip, she senses it. So I guess she knows.
Yeah.
And she runs, and Jennifer takes Chip to the pool where she starts throwing him around like a rag doll.
Yeah, and it honestly, says hopeless like earlier in the
movie. Oh, yeah, it does say hopeless at the pool.
I did remember seeing that, yeah.
That's true.
And I was like, oh, that's a fuck. I love that. And it's not the Rihanna song.
No. we found love in a hopeless place.
But if you kind of go back to it, too, isn't hopeless the word that both of them say at the same time? But like,
yes. Yes, yeah. When Needy's sleeping with Chip and she's eating Colin. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And I do like that little callback to it, which now Chip is going to be hopeless. Everyone's going to be hopeless because Needy's going to lose her man too.
immediately.
Yeah. And, Needy arrives and Megan turns around and she's full demon. And I was like, okay, Queen Slay.
She's like, first of all, you were too late. Second of all, did he taste like this to you whenever you did it? Because this is not given.
This is not given salty.
It's not given salty. Pepper.
It's gray water. It's
this is not seasoned.
Absolutely not.
But you know, Needy's a trooper. She jumps in for her man. I was like, I would have been like, oh, you scary. I'm gonna stay right up here.
I'm not putting your hands in front of a dog who's chewing on a bone. It's like,
exactly.
In that massive ass like 80s prom dress too. I'm like,
girl. Oh my god, her dress. You know, I'm interested in the movie Lisa Frankenstein because I hear there's a lot of callbacks to this movie.
And
I don't know if it's what I've heard is that it's in the same universe.
Yeah.
Love.
So.
Oh, you know why? Because we're going to hear I'm the tree.
Oh my God.
That song would haunt us.
It would be interesting if like one of the parents went to school with Lisa or something. I don't know.
I like that idea.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm excited. But anyway.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. She pepper sprays her face and then she starts hovering and Chip is like, she can fly. And she's like, it's just hovering. It's not that impressive.
Yeah.
Like,
do you always have to undermine everything I do?
You a jerk. Okay, Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
I love them as a duo.
I just imagine like, well, you're ugly. I'm just kidding. Jennifer, you're beautiful.
I'm just joking.
She's like, "Oh, you're not socially relevant." She's like, "I've been socially relevant. I was a snowflake queen."
Yeah,
she's
like, two years ago.
She does have.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, as much as I love Jennifer, Needy's eating here.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. It's so funny.
I love and her. I just love that Jennifer's like, "I'm gonna eat your soul and shit it the fuck out."
Yep.
And I was like,
"I'm getting that tattooed on my forehead."
Yeah. Period. Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Eating your soul and shitting it out.
Yep. And then she gets stabbed by Chip as Chip is dying. And I love this. Like, you got a tampon? I'm
oh, really- yeah.
Like- she like slowly limps away. But I love that.
Not going to do is act like if she's in pain.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. But I love that they're fighting. And then it's like, so you got a tampon though?
Okay, but like, see, on a serious note.
And then Needy's like, no. And she's like, figured I'd ask.
And then just walks away.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like beef at the moment, and then immediately
we're good. We're good.
Yeah, it's like when you're like fighting with your bestie, and then like a couple hours later, you're like, "So you want to go get something to eat?"
Yeah.
I don't know if that was back there, but what up going on?
It's like that TikTok trend. Yeah. That was not my friend.
That was the devil. That's so perfect.
Yeah, that's a good edit.
We have to make a meme.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Beautiful.
That's so perfect. Chip dies. Needy's very, very sad. And then we kind of come back to what we saw in the beginning. So Needy breaks into her room. But I love that Jennifer's in the yearbook kind of circling boys like, yummy. Yum. And like, I want
like,
this.
Like, girl, I did the same thing, except I didn't eat people. I just had crushes on them, you know, whatever.
And then she's like, "Do you know what this is? This is for cutting boxes." And then I love that Jennifer's like, "Where do you get your murder weapons?" At Home Depot. Home Depot. God, you're so butch.
So good.
I'm just who's the writer?
Cody Diablo Cody.
Isn't Cody, she's she both right? She did amazing. I think I'm gonna
add
that one.
No, she did great. I sad that she disappeared after because of what happened with this movie.
Yeah, it's sad.
But she's back. We're happy she's back. We're happy she's
absolutely
back.
Absolutely. We're gonna intake everything that she gives us.
Yes, please.
And if you're listening, there's two podcasts right here. We love an interview.
I need some screenwriting help.
Oh yeah, she's taking a class right now. So please, any advice would help.
There we go.
That is 100% true.
Dude, that's awesome.
Hit us up. Okay.
No, for reals. Diablo Cody, anytime you invited, either
we'll
or.
Just tag
Diablo. I'll go to Texas if I have to. Y'all can go to Florida if y'all have to. Like,
we'll go to Florida.
Yeah, like we're willing to travel with the two books we have attached to our name.
LA.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take a little vacay.
Yeah.
But this is
the demise.
Yeah, which it's interesting because they're floating and Jennifer kind of. It feels like she loses
it's not that
her.
Impressive.
It's not, but
covering.
Yeah. It feels like she loses her power, or because she's already weak. She's already weak because she hasn't eaten. But she seems like she loses her power when the necklace comes off. It's like the end of their friendship, and that's when it's just like, okay,
it was
I guess
the thing that was holding them together, the friendship. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now that Needy yanked it off of her, it's like she's powerless without Needy. You know,
yeah,
and I also really like right like before that scene, it's like I cross you out, you know, Jennifer,
and she just like she did to her earlier.
But yeah, no, going back to that necklace scene, I noticed that too last night. I was like, oh, I love this. This is what
I'm here for.
I'm eating this up. And sure enough, she yanks that, and I loved. This is so random, but. I really loved the way that the necklace fell on the ground. It's like super random, but like it kind of fell through like a circle. It was really
cool. Did it?
Yeah,
I noticed that.
It like kind of swirls. It's really, it's really cool.
It reminded me a lot of the first Evil Dead movie when the mirror falls on the floor. It's shaped as a skull. If you look at it, and he takes it, it's like I don't know. It's like a really small detail that didn't have to be there, but it just makes it so nice. I don't know.
Yeah, it gives it that touch. Needy also gets bit here by her, which it does come back. That does come back. Yeah, this is when she bites her.
She bites her on the shoulder.
Low shoulder.
Left shoulder. Old shoulder.
I will. I'm just kidding.
bro. And it was gloomy today. It was cold today. I was jamming out to that song on my way to and from work today.
That one and
oh yeah,
it's giving very much Twilight.
It's giving very much 2009.
Okay, but like, is Twilight a sequel to Jennifer's Body or prequel?
So let me see.
It could be in the same universe.
It could be in the same universe. When did Twilight come out?
2008.
So okay, that's over. So I think Jennifer's Body is a sequel.
Okay,
I love that.
So it is a prequel. Twilight is a prequel.
If you look closely, they're probably in the background. The Cullens just walking.
I'm telling
around.
You, they're playing baseball.
Yeah, she just didn't. She didn't want to eat them because they were too pale.
Actually, we were watching the movie, and the scene where she's luring the guy to the woods. It zooms in, and I literally was like, "What is this? The baseball scene or the football scene in Twilight?"
You see Paramore in the background.
Yeah, it's like really confused.
It also feels like the same field in Mean Girls, where it's like they're the plastics. Exactly. That one over there, that's Gretchen Wieners.
That is so true. I love this. I love the connections.
Yeah, yeah. So Mean Girls is added to that.
Yeah. They're all in the same universe. They're all in the same universe.
Girlies also took Twilight and ran with it too. So
can I go ahead? Throughout the whole movie, I felt vibes from Scream, the very first Scream.
I can see that a little.
I don't remember specifically what it was, but I don't know. Maybe it was just like the pan up to the house, Jennifer's house, like kind of reminded me of. And there were more things throughout the movie where I was like, "Oh, Scream," you know. But like, I think this is just me, like my horror.
It might be the high school feel.
Yeah,
of it
the high
all.
School feel.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And like the murders going around and all of that, and people being like, "Be careful!" Like curfew, all of that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, because it has like almost like a murder mystery aspect to it. Yeah. Even though in this movie we know who's doing it.
Right.
So. That's true.
It's just, there's something about a high school horror movie that's just so comforting to watch.
Yeah, 100%. That's like what the early 2000s revolved around. Because they were like, we need our target audience are teens, and to scare them into doing absolutely everything with anyone. That it would eventually create a community for horror.
That's why I would have loved that the dance for shit to go wrong. It would have been super carry of Jennifer to do.
Yeah, 100% super carry. Mm-hmm. I would have loved that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what if like, you know, Jennifer wins like the prom queen or whatever, and they prank her, and she's like, "I'm about to kill all of y'all right now."
I need names. Mm-hmm.
if they remake this movie, which I don't want them to, but if they do, Megan Fox's character will be played by Olivia Rodrigo. Already got the cast.
Okay.
And she's going she's going to eat up the whole fucking prom at the end.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So you executive need producers right here.
Yeah. I was like, you need to be in the writer's room immediately.
Yep. I need Alyssa Sutherland to be a teacher.
Ooh. Yep. J.K. Simmons returns with two hooks this time.
Two hooks. He's getting both of them.
Who do you have for Needy?
Needy.
Oh, that's a good. Oh,
Renee Rapp.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Perfect.
Like, immediately, no. Duff Cameron.
I was literally going to say Duff Cameron because I can kind of see her in that. I feel like Renee Rapp has like recently been on the come up.
Was it Kathleen?
Or Catherine Newton.
Catherine Newton, that her.
Oh, that's right.
She could be a good one too. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We can't do what Carrie did with the remake, where it's like make someone like nerdy, and it's like, okay, that's Zoe.
Moretz, you can't tell, so there's no way that you can do that. So.
Exactly, like she's too cool.
Apparently, she literally the remake to Carrie was pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's the same movie, pretty much, just updated CGI effects
and add like a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
updated cast.
It's a remaster. It's a 4K remaster.
It's not going to be the same. But
No, not at all. This is when we meet Jennifer's mom. She walks in. Jennifer did, and unfortunately, and she goes, "My
she fucking dead."
Yeah, she goes, "My tit." No, your heart. So we cut back to Needy at the institution, and she's like, well, the good thing about getting bit by a demon and living is that you kind of get their powers.
Yep.
And it's revealed that she's floating and she escapes. And then it's also revealed that we find out where all the balls and the knife ended up after they fell through the swirly hole thing where they end up at. So she grabs the knife and then she goes and follows the band, mm-hmm. and pretty much avenges her best friend, which love. Even though she's dead, and I wish, you know, they would have did it together.
Wish she would have done it while she was alive, but okay.
And yeah.
Say chef's kiss, because I wasn't expecting it. But when Needy gets in the car with the man,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, I'm just going to go follow this rock band. And the car drives off, and it's the low shoulder sign, like highway sign.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That was so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely beautiful to me.
Cinematic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
Martin Scorsese is out here like, yo, Jennifer's body, amazing.
Like,
no wrong.
You can only wish. No, I really, really loved that final touch.
That is a really good mm-hmm. one. Yeah.
And I love the end credit, because it's like the end credits of the crime scene, but it also feels like found footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, because mm-hmm. they have like a tape recorder, and, you know, they're showing that they have like, they found blonde hair, and they're using the mm-hmm. DNA and stuff. And then you just see her just in the cameras just walking off, and she looks mean. And it's like, I'm glad that that she avenged Jennifer, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't just get to live and move on. But yeah. I will say, I do want that moon tattoo.
That moon tattoo would be kind of sick. Let's get it together. That's a matching tattoo.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
Slay.
One on the neck and one on the ankle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I don't know if I can do my neck.
He's letting the
hump down. It would look hot.
Or you can do the low shoulder.
The low shoulder.
Oh, I went
the tree. I need the quote right underneath. Actually, when I get her face, I should just have the moon next to it. That'd and just cute. Say through the trees.
Yes, absolutely.
Really cool.
So with that, that was Jennifer's body.
That was Jennifer's body.
Alrighty, so
I love that. No, this was a really good movie.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. love this. We were talking about like, what if they made a sequel to it, because there, you know, there has been a resurgence mm-hmm. to the fan base.
Diablo Cody's open to it.
Yeah, and I was telling him I think they should follow Needy's story. I know. I think she said that she's kind of done with these roles.
With she's done with. I don't want to say I'm quoting her, but I believe allegedly. She said something along the lines that she's not really. She can't really do like the action stuff anymore. Mm. Like Amanda, like the bed scene was hard enough for her. Amanda, stuff like that.
I will mm-hmm. say, like, Amanda Seyfried has actually been like, she's a really good actress, but I think in all of the movies that she's been in, she's been in like positions where I would be like, I'm even uncomfortable in being something like that. So but she's just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Diablo Cody said that she's willing to bring Megan Fox back somehow because it's a world of magic and she can come back. However, the way I would see it is maybe if Amanda does the movie and comes back, she goes to her grave and blood falls on it. And since she does have the blood of a demon, it revives Jennifer too. Mm-hmm.
I was telling him, like, I think I would love, like, if Needy is a possessed, but then sees her as a ghost that follows her around in her shoulder.
That's what I was thinking.
And
yeah.
she's just talking shit, like, just her being herself.
Yeah, because there is a deleted scene when she's in the isolation room mm-hmm. where she sees the dead boys
yeah.
around her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Which it kind of is a callback to later when she's with Chip and she sees the boy on the chair and then,
yeah,
you know, Megan. Mm-hmm.
I need more.
I want more of this world. I want more of Diablo Cody writing. I want more of it.
What you served me was chef's kiss, but I need another entree.
We need a full course meal.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, W.L. Cook. Mm-hmm. I need it.
So, like, what we do in every movie, we go to Letterboxd and we give it a review and a mm-hmm. rating. Ladies, would you like us to read your review?
Yeah.
Sure. We can go. We can go.
Go right ahead.
Let's see. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Oh, okay.
All on the spot.
So, I want to say, so I didn't really write anything, so mine's going to come off kind of right off the dome. So my rating for this movie, 9 out of 10. Or you guys rated out of 5, right?
Like
out
yeah.
of
yeah. Because yeah, we go by Letterboxd, that's why. Letterboxd. But 9 out of 10 is acceptable.
9 out of 10, but if we're going off Letterboxd, it's like a 4.5 out of 5. And the only reason I'm docking it a 0.5 is for the, like, it doesn't, because it doesn't leave off on a cliffhanger, but it did leave me wanting more.
Yeah.
But I think that's where we were, where we talk about getting kind of like a sequel or like something else that comes after it. But it's also been so long. So it's also one of those situations where it's like, leave it where it lay, just kind of let it marinate and let people who pick it up enjoy it and everything. But love this movie to death. I enjoy it so much. I want to say my honest review to this movie is very simple and just very like, it's for the girls and the theys and the thems. And if you are offended by something like that, it's not for you. And just leave it. Just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. It's business. But this is a personality trait. And I'm leaving it at that.
Love.
Same for me. Scream City rating, 9 out of 10 as well. I think I'm just going to base it off Monica's basically. But 9 out of 10 for me on a Scream rating, Scream City rating. Horror Daddies slash Letterbox rating 4.5, 4 out of 10 or 4 out of 5.
She doesn't
know. Y'all, it's okay. I don't need them.
Okay, you didn't know 9/11 happened in 2001. This is
we're leaving that in the past. Just like how we've moved on.
Nature, okay. I don't.
She don't work with numbers.
Overall, I loved the movie. I think if you're a teenage girl, you should need to watch it. Need to watch it.
Absolutely.
The second you turn 13, watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I think it really like shows, I don't know, just kind of like friendships. And I know it's like kind of an insane friendship, but it's kind of how we feel sometimes.
It's kind of like an exaggerated version of a friendship. And I think no matter whether you're like men, women, girls, boys, like I think eventually you're going to come into that matter of like,
I feel like I want to eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a needy and a gen in every couple.
Period.
Except one doesn't eat actual people.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, literally some, but we don't know. So.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Literally might.
Right. Not our friendship, not our business.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
But overall, I really liked it. I thought the writing was chef's kiss.
Yep.
Overall, the pop culture references that I absolutely love were amazing.
Yeah, and I think to add on to both of those reviews is how ahead of its time that this movie is. And I think it's very helpful that, again, repeating what we were talking about earlier, but if this came out today, it would do just fine as it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Do you want to go first? You want to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. Comma period. Yeah. So I gave Jennifer's Body a 5 out of 5. For your podcast, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
So I said Megan Fox was born to play Jennifer. Not only does she eat, she also slays all the boys. Jennifer's Body is a movie I immediately fell in love with since the day I saw it. I'm happy to see it gets its cult following and the love it truly deserves. Period.
Okay.
Comma period.
Comma period. Comma period. I like that. I like that.
I love.
So I gave it a 4 out of 5. 9 out of 10.
Yep. 5 out of 10.
So it's kind of funny because this has been said. I literally wrote my first sentence: the movie for the girls, the days, and the gays.
Okay.
A period. Okay. Comma period. You need it. Exclamation point. Dollar sign.
Amazing horror imagery with fantastic, powerful women, and this movie is getting. I'm glad this movie is getting the attention, and I'm here for it. I think that's what I wrote.
Okay, you were a little tired.
Yeah.
It goes along great. We love it.
Oh yeah.
Love to see it. We love to see the they them girlies win.
Yeah, of course.
Always.
Always. Mm-hmm. And then kill for the movie?
Mine would have to be Collins.
Yeah.
Because of the imagery.
Yeah. Collins was great.
Collins was good. Well, what was the first guy's name? Jason?
Jonas. Like the Jonas Brothers.
I Jonas think Brothers. Jonas is because it's like out in the nature and like the animals were present and they witnessed this. And I don't know why. I kind of like that.
Jonas had the cuter animals. Colin had rats.
True.
That's true.
Like, matches their vibes too.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to be petty and choose chips because it kind of hurt Needy in the way, which, I mean, it's like fucked up. But it shows like what she kind of killed two birds with one stone, their friendship and him.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. true.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be different. I said Jennifer's.
Oh,
my God. I'll be, bro, I forgot.
Because it was so emotional, you know?
She's so, like, she's literally just so important to this role that I forgot that she.
But I didn't want to kill my queen.
I mean, but I didn't it was say... emotional. I'm up here. You know?
It's good. It
absolutely. Good.
And then the daddy of the movie, come on. It's not even a question.
It's Megan.
Chris Pratt.
Okay. Cross out Jonathan.
How rude. How rude.
No, but we definitely have, obviously, Jennifer's body.
Megan Fox. M to the E to the J to the A to the N. Yeah, Megan. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know how to spell, you do now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so fun. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Anything else?
No, so I think that's everything. So the floor is all yours, actually.
Yeah, so if you have anything to advertise, promote, mm-hmm. go right ahead. The floor is yours.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give you my link to OnlyFans. I'm giving you my link to Twitch. I'm going to give you my link to, like, all these other kind of things. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, I mean, just if you guys listen to Horror Daddies, I think we really do think that you guys would enjoy our content as well. And we 110% do believe that we will be collaborating again.
I mean, we will, because we will see you in exactly 1 week.
Yes.
True, in exactly 1 week, but on our side. Yeah. And
exactly. And let's just say it's going to feel like a Groundhog's Day kind of
thing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited, because that's also kind of another movie for the gays.
In the that's yep, true. Yep. You're gay.
And don't forget her name. Through the tree.
Through the tree.
Through the tree.
I'm about to lose it.
You're gonna fall asleep listening to that. to that song. It's gonna be like white noise in the background.
Yep.
Going to work tomorrow with that song on.
I will. I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're super excited. Thank you guys so much for having us on, and
thank you so much for coming. Mm-hmm. Really, it was lovely having you guys. Like, you guys are great, and when we did our Zoom meetings, it was always like, oh, I'm so excited for this episode. And
it finally like happened.
Yeah,
it worked. It was working.
You see what happens.
Like, it's crazy how, like, it's already been, like, a few... What was it? What was our meeting? It was, like, a few months ago, right?
I feel like it was maybe one, about a month ago. Was
maybe in October, because...
Yeah, because you were going to Halloween Horror Nights, yes. One of y'all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
That's true. That was in October. Then we had another one.
Last month.
Yep.
And now it's here.
I was excited.
I love us four.
Yeah.
I love it.
Core four.
Absolutely. The horror mommy. Las
mamacitas del terror.
Y los papacitos.
De horror. Yeah. Oh, we love to see it. Yes, absolutely. So we have this episode on your show. And then next weekend is for our show. And then after that, we're just going to have to collaborate again. Because this is so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime.
Next time it'll be in person. Manifesting.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
I don't think we'll never shut up if it's in person.
Oh, that's true. That's 100% true.
If this was what, two?
It's been two hours.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of.
2 hours.
We're not going to shut up.
Absolutely not. I yeah.
love that.
I'm super excited. This will look
We might as well live stream it. just let it go.
Oh, my God.
And that would actually be one so hit funny. Wonders.
Yes.
Yep. I'm still cut up on the, like, we're going to be one hit wonders.
Absolutely. We're going to.
Just like Low Shoulders.
Yeah. We're just not sacrificing nobody. We're not doing that.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you never know. Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. You can go.
That's true. Yeah. We did have technical difficulties in the beginning. So yay. I was trying to keep the energy leveled.
And look, it worked.
I think the Zoom call just officially was like, you know what, we can't do anything about the energy. And you can't.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
You can't shut up.
Comma, period.
You can't shut the Latinos and the Latinas up.
Really, though. It's hard.
We love it. We can't see you. We can't wait to have you guys on our episode next.
Oh, I can't wait. It's another great movie. So thank you so much, honestly, for coming. Thank you.
Thank you. And everybody listening or watching, please follow them. Share some love. Mm-hmm.
Likewise.
Like it's gonna be a great episode. I cannot wait for next.
I can't wait to listen to this at work. I'm gonna be laughing.
We're gonna have so many laughs.
Yeah, I hope I don't get interrupted a lot that day.
I think the first laugh is gonna be 9/11 happening.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
Listen, y'all.
You're like, I wasn't there, so I don't even know.
To be fair, I don't know who that was.
We need to do a count on how many times we started singing through the...
Every time Low Shoulders would have been
announced. Every time we sing it, take a shot.
And you will be hammered by the end of this episode. You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Just put this on the TV and just start taking shooters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Preferably the 9/11 shooter.
Yeah. Fast, because they will turn brown.
Yep.
Oh Jesus. Oh. All right. So we're not doing the wheel this week because last week ladies, I'm gonna be honest. I had my weeks mixed up.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry. Yeah,
he wrote me. He's like, Jonathan, when do you have the episode? I'm like, it's this weekend.
I was like, I thought it was next weekend.
No, so, I literally texted Monica. Last Sunday, I was like, we're recording tonight, right? With the Horror Daddy.
I was like, no.
And I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, so in my head, I had it for the 18th and then you on the 25th. Jonathan's like, no, it's this week. Because I know last week we did the roulette and we ended up on Pearl. Mm-hmm. So I kind of said, we're doing Pearl this one. And I was like, oh, shit, I fucked up. But
that's fine. It's going to be for next week.
Yeah. That's my bad.
No, it's my fault because I was like, I got my fucking weeks mixed up. I don't know what day I live in anymore. So, yeah. So next week, listeners, it is Pearl coming with the sexy projectionist guy and the scarecrow.
I will be the first click on that video and that audio listening. Pearl is also my, like, it's maybe not my top five. However, well, actually, I don't know. I watched Pearl twice in theater.
Oh, wow.
How many times did you
text? I get it.
Pearl is an experience. Honestly, I know we talked about a succubus today, but Pearl scares the fuck out of me.
Pearl is pretty fucking scary because unfortunately, there are people like that.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I've dated them.
Damn, not just seeing the exes.
When she screams, it literally brings me like it makes me like shrivel down. Horrifying.
Oh my gosh. It's great. No, I love it. I also tell people every time that I'm like, I also think it has a little bit to do with my bias or me being biased towards Mia Goth. Because to me, like, she's a little problematic in real life, but like acting wise, she is beautiful and she can do no wrong with her work and how she does things. And
even though she is allegedly in a lawsuit right now, but she kind of kills it in the roles.
She plays a really good, like, psychotic woman on the verge of like just
no slander in the next episode, because on Twitter people are already like, oh, she only screams in her movies.
It's like, first of all, shut the hell up.
Yeah, especially you ugly, so like
period. Okay, and he got is not, so how about
exactly,
don't dish what you can't take.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And then like her I'm sure, I mean, you guys are gonna talk about it, but like the scene, very ending scene where she's has that super like 2 minute monologue.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in one take.
What's it, like 8 minutes?
It's impressive.
It's really impressive. Oh,
it's so good. It's so good. But any hoozles, that's for you guys to talk about next week. And I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So everybody, thank you so much for watching and listening. Yep. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
For having us.
We have merch on the links down below.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson's over here, but
he's our producer. Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Shout out to Eric.
Shout out to Eric.
And remember,
whatever.
See you in your dreams through the trees.
Horror.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.